Bedtime Bites presents The Sleepy Train Ride to Dreamland. Eliza sat on her bedroom floor in her favorite Moon and Stars pajamas, yawning so wide that her teddy bear, Mr. Buttons, could have tumbled right in. She rubbed her sleepy eyes just as the most peculiar sound drifted through her window. Choo-choo-choo! But it wasn't an ordinary train whistle. This one sounded soft and gentle, like a lullaby wrapped in steam. Eliza padded to her window and gasped. Right there, floating beside her second-story window on rails made of silver moonbeams, was the most magnificent train she'd ever seen. Its engine was painted in swirls of purple and blue, like the twilight sky, and every window glowed with the warm, honey-colored light of bedtime. The conductor leaned out, a kindly badger wearing a cap stitched with tiny silver stars. "All aboard the Dreamland Express," he called. "Last stop, the land of perfect sleep. Are you Eliza?" "Yes," Eliza stammered. "Wonderful. Your ticket has been ready and waiting. Hop on. We leave in exactly 3 yawns. Eliza yawned once, then twice, and by her third yawn, she found herself stepping onto the train, Mr. Buttons tucked safely under her arm. Inside, the train car was even more magical. The seats were made of clouds, actual fluffy clouds that bounced gently when you sat down. Other passengers were already settling in, a pajama-clad rabbit reading a book backwards, a sleepy owl in fuzzy slippers, and twin mice sharing a pillow shaped like a piece of cheese. "Find a cozy spot," said the badger conductor, whose name tag read Mr. Snoozleby. "We have several important stops before we reach Dreamland." The train began to move, swaying gently like a rocking cradle. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, the wheels sang their soothing song against the moonbeam tracks. "First stop, the Yawn Garden," announced Mr. Snoozleby. The train slowed beside the most curious garden Eliza had ever seen. Instead of flowers, enormous yawns of every color grew on tall stalks, pink yawns, sparkly gold yawns, deep blue yawns that smelled like lavender. As the train passed, the yawns drifted through the windows like bubbles, and everyone on the train began yawning in harmony. "The yawns help prepare our bodies for sleep," explained the owl, adjusting her sleeping cap. Very important indeed. Eliza felt her shoulders relax as a silver yawn floated past, and she yawned so contentedly that even Mr. Buttons seemed to yawn in her arms. The train picked up its gentle rhythm again. Clickety-clack, sleepy track, carrying dreamers, there and back. Second stop, the Worry-Away Waterfall. This time, the train paused beside a glittering waterfall that flowed upward instead of down, its water sparkling with captured starlight. A friendly otter stood beside it with a basket. "Any worries to toss in?" the otter called. "Big ones, small ones, we take them all. They'll wash away and become tomorrow's rainbow." Eliza thought for a moment. She had been a little worried about her first day at her new dance class. She whispered her worry to Mr. Buttons. Then together they tossed it into the basket. The otter dumped it into the waterfall, and Eliza watched as her worry dissolved into glittering droplets that floated up, up into the night sky. Her chest felt lighter, like someone had untied a knot she didn't know was there. "Much better," said Mr. Snoozleby approvingly. "A clear mind sleeps the best sleep. Next stop ahead." The train chugged forward, and Eliza noticed that the clickety-clack was growing softer, slower, like a heartbeat settling down. Third stop, the Story Cloud Station. Outside the window, clouds shaped like storybook pages drifted past. Each cloud showed pictures of adventures, a pirate ship sailing on a syrup sea, a castle made entirely of pillows a dragon wove,